Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Mar Ishanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
Gemara in the middle of Pei Dalet Amud Aleph brings a maisa with Rabbi Yochanan that he was sick with a certain sickness, a sickness of the mouth, of the teeth, called Tzvedina. And he went to a certain Gayisha woman who had the cure for it, and he treated her on the Thursday and Friday. Then Rabbi Yochanan said, I won't be able to get here on Shabbos. What happens if I need the medicine on Shabbos? So the woman didn't want to reveal the medicine to him. She seemed to have a monopoly over this particular medicine. So Rabbi Yochanan he swore to her, seemingly, Ishtabel Elokai Yisrael lo maglina, a shvua to the God of Israel that I won't reveal it. And then she gave him the secret of the medicine. And then nafet drasha bepirka, that he went out Rabbi Yochanan and told all his talmidim about this medicine. And the Gemara asked, for Ishtabel, I Rabbi Yochanan made a shvua. So the Gemara says that it was a diyuk, Lelokai di Yisrael lo maglina. He said, I won't reveal it to the God of Israel, Holy Amo Yisrael Maglina, but I will reveal it to the people of Israel. Rashi in Avoy Dezara says, Pshat was, he didn't say to Shrua, Bela Kod Yisrael, by the God of Israel, which would be a Lashon Shrua. He said, Lela Kod Yisrael Lo Maglina, which just means, I won't reveal it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'll reveal it to everybody else. And that the Gemara asks, Vayika Chil Hashem, there's a Chil Hashem, because this woman is going to think that Rabbi Yochanan makes Shavuos and doesn't keep a Shavuos, that a Jew doesn't keep a Shavuos. That the Gemara says, the Maglila Meikara, that Rabbi Yochanan told her, after she had given him the secret medicine, Rabbi Yochanan said, by the way, that Shavuos wasn't a real Shavuos the way you think it was. It's Lelaka Yisrael Lo Maglina, but I'll reveal it to everybody else. And therefore, since he told her that it wasn't the real Shavuos that prevents him from telling it to other people, therefore there was no Chil Hashem, she understood that Rabbi Yochanan was not breaking a Shavuos. In the Yoredeya Simon Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Yudalid, the Mechaber brings down the din of Nidre Einsin, a case where the Gemara brings it, that if an Einis, someone comes to a person, a Jewish person, and is going to take away his money, he's going to confiscate it, he's a powerful person, so the Jew says, you know, this money, it's not mine, it belongs to the king, I'm connected to the king. And the Jew makes a shvua. If I'm not part of the king's family, if I'm ain animi beis ha-melech, yeyasa kol perish ba'olam alai. So he makes the shvua to convince the anis that he really is connected to the king, so the anis won't come take away his money or do something bad to him. So the Mechaber paskins that this Shavuah, you're allowed to do this, and you should have in mind that which I'm swearing, yes, a kol perish ba'olam alai, I don't mean le'olam, I mean only for one day. So that in the case of an anis, where you don't really want to make the Shavuah, where the whole Shavuah is being forced on you to save your property, if you have these thoughts in your mind, the Devarim Shebalev will be enough to counteract the Shavuah, and the Shavuah won't be chal forever, it'll only be chal for that day. And then when the anis leaves, you'll be mutter in Paris. The Ramah says on that din in the Shulchan Aruch, this that you'll be mutter to use the Paris is only if the anis won't find out about it. If the anis finds out about it, then there's going to be a chil Hashem, because the anis is going to think Jews don't keep their Shavuah. And therefore, this harama that you have, that in your mind you're going to think that only the Isser is for today on the Paris, but the Paris are not Isser forever, that only will work if the Anis is not going to find out later that you really weren't connected to the king, and now you're using the Paris. If he finds it out, it's going to be a Chil Hashem. The Ramah says the only way you'd be able to do it if the Anis is going to find out is if after you get out from the power of the Anes, for some reason you're in a place where the Anes can't hurt you anymore, you tell the Anes, the person forcing you, by the way, that shvua I made, why I said, Yeresu kol pirshu b'olam alai, in my mind, I only meant for one day, not li'olam. If you tell him that, then there won't be a chil Hashem if you go use the peiris. The Rama says, just like he learns it from our Gemara, just like here, Rabbi Yochanan had to tell this woman before he was over the shvua that the shvua wasn't what you thought it was. So there too, the person will have to tell the Anes the shvua was not what you thought, that I was Yeshu Kol Perish Shavuah Malai forever. It was only for one day. And the Shach there says, Li Nira, that maybe there'll be a difference between our case in Yuma and that case that the Rama is bringing. In our case in Yuma, Rabbi Yochanan was explaining, listen, those words I said can be interpreted not a shvua to Hashem, but a shvua that I won't reveal it to Hashem, but I'll reveal the secret to all the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, that's why if you tell her, there's no chil Hashem. But maybe in the case of the Anes, the Shach says, you're telling him that you had thoughts in your mind that it was only for one day. You said, yeah, it's a kol perish shavuah malai. But only in your mind you had a loophole that you said for one day? That, the Shach says, maybe that won't be good enough even if you tell the Anes, because there's still going to be a Chil Hashem, because based on the words alone, you should be Aser on the Peiris. When you want to use your Dvarm Shebelev to make it that it wasn't that the Shvua that the Anes thought it was, so that maybe won't be enough to take away the Chil Hashem. And the Shach says, maybe you won't be Mutter to eat the Peiris Sheba'olam unless the Anes won't find out about it. But if we'll find out about it, it'll be a Chil Hashem. The Shach says, maybe different than the case in Yuma, where you're able to explain your words to the Machanisa, as opposed to this case, where you're explaining it to the Anes. It's not that you're explaining your words didn't mean that, just you had thoughts in your mind. Maybe that won't be good enough. We might wonder how, even if Rabbi Yochanan technically wasn't being Oivish Shvua, and therefore there wasn't the Chil Hashem of the Shvua, perhaps we might wonder, how was it that he was able to do Gneivas Das to the guy? The Gemara in Chulin on Tzadik Dalet says, it's also to be Gneiv the Das of people, even a guy. It's even a guy, it's also to be do Gneivas Das. So in fact, in the Shailos and Tshuvos of the Chavos Yah and Simen Samech Tes, he says that the only reason Rabbi Yochanan even did this harama was al soirich rabim, that the rabim could use this medicine. But if not for that, Rabbi Yochanan maybe wouldn't have done this harama, even this harama, this shtickel gneivas das. We can maybe lay to something else. The cases in the Gemara in Chulin that the Gemara gives as gneivas das, all the cases have a common thread. For example, the Gemara gives a case. It's also to go invite someone to your house for a meal and say, please come to my house for a meal, when you know he's not able to come that day. Because you're making like him feel like you really want to invite him and he's going to be machzik toiva to you, when you know he's not going to come. Or it's also to offer a present to a person who you know is not going to accept the present. Again, the same idea. You're being making him be machzik taiva to you when in reality you knew that he would not accept the present. In the kama cases the Gemara gives in Chulin that they call Gneivas Das. But the common thread of all those cases of Gneivas Das is that you're doing something that the person is going to think, oh, I have to be machzik taiva to you. You're doing me a favor. You're being nice to me. You're inviting me for a meal. You're giving me a present. So it's going to make the other person be machzik taiva when in reality he has no reason to be machzik taiva to you because you weren't really inviting him. You weren't really offering him a present because you knew he wasn't going to accept it and wasn't going to come. So if we see that, if they were going to learn that that's the Ikka case of Gneivas Das, to create the Hachzachas Taiva through false pretenses, so then here in this case, even though there might have been some trickery with the words, this is not really the same type of case of Gneivas Das that the Gemara in Chulin says that it's also to be Gneiv the Das even of a guy. So if we combine that together with what the Chavetz Yah says, that Rabbi Yochanan's reason for this harama was also tzarech rabim, we can hear why Rabbi Yochanan would use this harama. Interestingly enough, Yerushalmi in Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, brings two deis, what happened to this Matronisa, what this Matronisa did after Rabbi Yochanan took this secret medicine and revealed it to the public. So one day is that she taka killed herself. But there's another day that she was in this guy run, she became a Jew. And the Karbon Eda explains, why did she become a Jew? She said, look at the nobility of this people. I gave Rabbi Yochanan a secret, which only I knew and he knew. Imagine the profit he could have made. He could have turned it into monopoly and sold this medicine and made makama v'kama mamon, so much money. And yet, what was the nobility of Rabbi Yochanan? The first thing he did, as soon as he got the secret medicine, was to reveal it to the public for free, for the benefit of the public. So this Matronisa said, the nobility of this Am Yisrael, therefore she became a Geiris. So again, if we add the smach, not only did it not come out of Chil Hashem, because he didn't make a Shvuah, and not only was there no Genevas Das, because like we explained, that perhaps this doesn't fit into the category of Genevas Das, certainly here was a Tzarech Rabim, but at the end of the day, it even came out of Kiddushem Shemayim that the woman was Nizgaira because she saw the nobility of Rabbi Yochanan. The Igros Moshe in Orech Chaim Chela Gimel Simen Tzadik Aleph is Mitzayin, this case of Rabbi Yochanan, for a Shaila about a Chayla that ain't Bo Sakana, but it could change to a Chayla Sheyesh Bo Sakana. The Shaila was that someone who has a Chayla She'ein Bo Sakana, that Chayla itself is not a problem, but about taking a pill on Yom Kippur, either without water or maybe even with water, to prevent the Machla from turning into another Machla, which could be Sakana. Now, for example, you could have a bronchitis that maybe in itself isn't Sakana, and we're concerned it's going to turn into pneumonia. So what would be in such a thing? So the Igros Moshe brings, Agamara, it's here in humans, and Avodah Zarah Chaf Ches, that we see the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Taka was clearing whether a machla of the teeth, of the kivi and shidayim, is that considered like a machla of the chalal haguf? A machla of a chalal haguf is considered automatically a sakana. How about a machla of the teeth? So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the fact Rabbi Yochanan said even on Shabbos he went to be removed himself from this tzfina, which was just the machla of the teeth. And then Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, maybe it's no raya. Maybe the machla of the teeth is not a machla of the chalal haguf. Just since it could turn into a machla of the chalal haguf, so therefore he was merap himself. But you don't ever riot at a machla of the teeth itself, that every machla of the teeth is considered a machla of the chalal haguf, which is sasakana. It's a fidna, even though it's only a machla of the teeth, it's not that it itself is a machla of the chalal haguf. It's a machla that could go to the Bnei Mayayim, and therefore you could treat it. So therefore, Rav Moshe says, you see, even if you have a machla that by itself is not a sakana, but there's a chshash that it could turn into another machla, which is a sakana, you're able to treat that machla on Shabbos. Gemara on Pei Dalet Amid Beis, in the middle of the Amid, brings the din, the ain eisen devarm halalu lo ayde nachrim, for lo ayde kusim, or the girs of the gra ketanim, el al yede gedoyle Yisrael. That if you have a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, and you have to be mechal shabbos for him, you don't do it through a guy or a cotton, but it's done through gedoyle Yisrael, gedoylem, adult male Jews. And on this din, there's different shittas in the Rishonim as to why we don't use a goy or why we don't use a cotton. The sheet of the Rambam is brought down in Shabbos, Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, and this time is a chayra time why we wouldn't use Nashim Vavadim, is because that they might come to be makel in the Surei Shabbos. That if we see that the Nashim Avadim are a type that if we are makel with them and allow them to do malachas on Shabbos, they might in general become kal in their Shmirah Shabbos, and therefore we don't let Nashim Avadim do it, who might not understand that it's a special het there because of Kuach Nefesh, and it might lead to general laxity in Shmirah Shabbos. So that's the reason that it's not done Ayidei Nashim Avadim. The Ran brought down and Dalet Amud Beis of the Dafei Arif gives a different reason. He says the reason, his reason, the Chayr, is why we don't use Ketanim or Goyim. He says because people who are watching might think, oh, it's Epis B'Koishi that we're Mata to be Mechal Shabbos Al Yedei Melacha, even for Chayla Sheyesh Basakana. And that's why Dafka, we're having a Goy do it, or we're having a Katan do it. And therefore, it might come in a future case where there's another case of Pekuach Nefesh for a Chayla, and you won't have a Katan around, and you won't have a Goy around, and the people won't want to be Mechal Shabbos, and it'll come to Sakana, and they'll say, oh, last time they only allowed a Goy or a Katan to do it, but a Gadol, we can't do it. And therefore, if you can allow a Katan or a Chayla, a Katan or a Goy to be the ones to do the Pekuach Nefesh, onlookers might think it's only Mutta, B'Kaishi, Ayidei, a Goy or a Katan. And in a future case, where they're not a Goy or a Katan are not around, it might lead to Sakana that someone needs to be Medayefti Michal Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh, and the Gedailim won't want to do it. Taisvis, the top Taisvis here on Amud Beis, gives a different reason why we don't use a guy. He says, Taisis, afilu hecha di efshe benachri, even in a case where a guy will be around, mitzvah be Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to use a Jew, shemi yitzasel hanachri v'lo yaseh v'yavl v'dei sakana. A Jew is not going to be as urgent. A guy will not feel the same urgency as a Jew for Pekuach Nefesh, and therefore he might not run as fast, he might not work as hard, and therefore even if you have a guy around, better to call the Jew who will work his hardest to save the life rather than use a guy. Similarly, the Ramach says, Shekivan Shanachrim Einen Zerizim, similar to the Taisvis, that they're not going to run with the same alacrity as a Jew, and it might lead to a sakana of the person who is sick. So we see different mahalchim of the Rishayim. According to Taisvis and the Ramach, it's a chash in what's going on right now. Right now, don't call a guy instead of a Jew, because he might not run as fast and it'll endanger the life of the person who's right now in Sakana. According to the Ran, the reason you don't use a guy or a Katan is not because of the situation right now, it's because of a future situation. That in the future, people will say, oh, we were only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos through a guy or a Katan. And in a future case, there'll be a Jew who needs a Chayla, who'll be a Sakana on Shabbos, and people won't run to do Malacha for him. They'll think if there's no guy or Katan around, you're not allowed to do Malacha. And we have the sheet of the Rambam, that the reason we don't use an Eved or a Nashim to do the Pekuach Nefesh for the Chayla is that for they themselves, nothing to do with the Pekuach Nefesh of this person, but they themselves, if we use them to do Malachas, might become lax and more kal as far as their attitude towards Malacha and Shabbos, and their Shmirah Shabbos might in the future not be at the same level. The nafkamina between these tamim would be in a case where it would be yedua that a nachri, the guy we have, would be zariz in the atzala, just like a Jew, according to the tam of the Ran, so we still would not use the guy, because maybe onlookers will think that we can't be mata pekuach nefesh al yedei Yisrael, while according to Taisvis, in such a case, we would be able to use the guy. The Ramah in Orachayim Simin Shin Chaf Ches, Taka says, even though we are able to use a Jew for Pekuach Nefesh, He says in a case where we have a guy that we know would run with the same reasons as a Jew, so then perhaps in that case it would be better to use the guy. However, the Taz in that Siman in Shulchan Aruch says that we have to be chayshish that this guy will not be as zariz as the Jew. And on top of that, the Taz says, we're chayshish for the Tam, that perhaps onlookers will see and learn from it and think that Dafka, the Tam of the Ran, that Dafka you can do it al yidei a guy, but not al yidei Yisrael. And therefore the Taz says we should not be Mechal Shabbos for B'kuch Nefesh al yidei a guy, but we should do it al yidei Yisrael. And the Mishnah Brewer in Takin, Sifkat and Lamed Zayin, in that same Simen, Paskins like that, La Halacha. In the Igros Moshe in Eirechayim, Chelet Dalet Simen Pei, he deals with the Shaila of how about having the guy drive the Hatzala ambulance. He says that maybe that you could be Mechalek. If the Tam is that we're worried that the guy is not going to be as zariz as the Jew, that's a problem with the person doing the actual pekuach nefesh, the actual work on the patient, running to take care of the patient. Perhaps in that case, we won't get the same zrizas from the guy as the Jew. But he says, as far as just driving the ambulance, and that the guy will drive just as fast as the Jew, and maybe therefore it'll be better to use a guy. Further says the Igros Moshe, as far as the time that onlookers will think that Pekuach Nefesh is only Mutta Ayidei a guy, that you can't do it through a Jew, so that's not also an issue in that case. Because in this case, the Jews, people see that the Jews are working and do malacha. They're not driving the ambulance, but they're doing other malachas for the patient. And therefore, you don't have the chshash of the Ran that onlookers will think that there's an issa of pekuach nefesh on Shabbos. Therefore, he says, l'chayra, there would be a benefit in having the guy drive the ambulance. But then later in the Yerachayim Chelakei, Simon Chafei, so the Igros Moshe says, Noideloi achakach, Shanach nachrim gam einam noisim maher kolkach kamo Yehudim. He says it's come to his attention that even as far as the Zrizis and just driving the ambulance, the guys don't drive with the same Zrizis as the Yidden do to save a life. And therefore he says, that's one reason not to use a guy. Then he says, even to bring a guy along, at least for the guy to be metapel in the parking of the ambulance and bring back the ambulance where itself is, they're ready, it's nothing to do as far as the actual pekuach nefesh at all. So he says, even that has come to his attention, that a lot of times it's beneficial not to have a guy in the ambulance because sometimes the medics have to do certain things for pekuach nefesh that technically, based on the laws of the country, they wouldn't be able to do, but they would do. But with a guy there, they would be afraid to do it because the guy would be malshin on them, and therefore they would have trouble about doing certain things for pekuach nefesh for the patient. And therefore, there it comes out the Igros Moshe Maskana, that therefore, als that, but it would be better to have even the Jews not just doing the malacha on the patient itself, but even the driving of the ambulance. The Gemara in the middle of Pei Dalet Amud Beis gives a number of cases where a person is able to be Isaac in Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos, and even though there's going to be a side benefit of the Pekuach Nefesh, that he's going to gain something that seems to be a malacha, still, since he's Isaac in Pekuach Nefesh, Ain Sarach Lito Rishus Mi Bezdin, he doesn't have to go as Bezdin, and it's Mutter. For example, person sees a child fall into the yam, he could put out a net to get the child, and even though he's going to catch fish by the same net that he's going to put out to catch the child, he's going to end up doing Seder, catching fish. He's still allowed to do it. Mark gives another example. Someone, a child falls into a bar and he's able to make something to get down to the bar to rescue the child, even though he's going to create a darga, a ladder, and be boina something while rescuing the child. Now the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, brings a machlokes of Rava and Rabba by a case where someone, a tinoik, falls into the sea, like our case here, and someone puts out a mitsuda lahalos dogim for the purpose of catching fish, and he catches dogim and the tinoik. He puts out the net for the purpose of catching fish, and he catches, brings in the dogim and the tinoik. So Rava says chayev, and Rabba says pata. So how would we contrast our Gemara here in Yuma with the Gemara Menachos, where here it seems to be a davar pashut, it's pata, while there it's machlokes Rava and Rabba? So bepashtus you could say, in our Gemara here in Yuma, he's having no kavana to do the tzeda of the dogim. He's doing it expressly for the purpose of bringing in the tinaik, and while he does that, he brings in dogim. But in the Gemara in Menachos, where he's doing it for the intention of catching dogim, so for the intention of catching dogim, it's much worse than the case in Yuma. In that case, we could have a machlokes Rabba and Rava. Now, in our Gemara in Yuma, there are some who are gairis in one of the later cases, the case where a child is stuck behind the door. So Rosh and Ninil Adelis Bifnei Tinak, Shaivra Umotzio, we can break the door and bring him out. The Afal Gavdecha Mechavein Lemitva B'Shifi, even though he's Mechavein to break out the door and to create Nesarim, which will be usable for firewood or for some other purpose. And if we're Goyris like that, it comes out in the case in Yuma, that the case in Yuma, we're talking not only where he gets a side benefit for the Pekuach Nefesh, but where he's miscaving for the side benefit. Now, not all the Rishayim are Gairis like that. There are some Rishayim ataka not Gairis, the Gairis afagav the chamitva b'shishi, that memele he gets pieces of wood that are useful. But if you're going to be gairus like the girsa afal gav the kamiskavein, that in our Gemara and Yuma, it's also talking where he's miskavein for the Shabbat, for the malacha, not just for the bikuach nefesh. If so, says the Taisus Yom Kippurim, to be mechalik our Gemara from the Gemara in Menachos, he'll have to say some sort of a teretz, that our Gemara is talking where his Iker Kavana is for the Bekuach Nefesh, he just has a Tufeldika Kavana also for the Malacha. While the case of Rabba and Rava, the Machlaikis, whether you're Chayiv or Pata, will be talking where his Iker Kavana was for the Malacha, for the Tzedas Dagim, just Memele he did Bekuach Nefesh on the child. But in the Gemara in Menachos, his Ika Kavana was for the Tzedes Dagim, and therefore you have a Machlokes Rabba and Rava, whether you're Chayiv. However, this Ika Din, this Din that the Gemara brings in Menachos, that Rava says you're going to be Chayiv if your Machshava was for the Tzedes Dagim. So there's a problem with that Shita that the Chazon Ish in Menachos deals with. The Chazon Ish has a basic problem with this Shita of Rava that you're Chayiv. He says, what would be if a person thought a piece of meat was chalev? He thought it was chalev, and he thought chalev was mutter. And he goes ahead and eats it. So normally, that would be the classic case of a chates. He's doing a chayve kares that he thought was mutter, and he ate it, so he'd be chayv kares. What would happen, though, if the person thought there was chalev, and he thought chalev was mutta, and he ate it, and it ends up the person was wrong? It's actually shuman, kosher meat. The Chazon Ish says it's a dava pashut, there's nothing to talk about, there would be no chi of chates, even though you intended to do something that's a chayv chivik kares. There wouldn't be any chates, because at the end of the day, you did no maisa iser. Or says the Chazon Ish, in Baba Basra, Daf Kaf Chaf, if a person shechts b'chutz, and then he's shawl on his hegdash. He's going to end up pata for the aveira of Sheichet Bechutz. Even though at the time he did it, he thought he was being over Sheichet Bechutz. He thought he was being Sheichet Hegdash Bechutz. But at the end of the day, if you're shayil on the Hegdash, you're pata. The fact that you had a machshava to do a Dvar Isser, but at the end of the day you didn't do Dvar Isser, Savadi, you can't have any Chiv Chattis. So the Chazon Ish, how says, how are we to understand this shita of Rava that you're chayiv, in this case in Shabbos? You intended to be tzadagim, so you put out a metzuda to catch dagim. At the end of the day, the act that you did of putting out the metzuda ended up being a dvar heta, because this act of putting out the metzuda saved the life of a child. And therefore, this act of putting out the metzuda should be no different, l'chaira, than a person who thinks something is chalev and eats it, and he turns out a chuman yapata. So here, where you put out the metzuda, even if you were intending to catch fish, at the end of the day, if this act of putting out the metzuda, besides catching the fish, was saved somebody's life, so the act of putting out the metzuda is a dvar heta. And on that, the Chazon Ish comes and tells us a yesod, at least in this shita of Rava, who says that Yechayev. He says that someone who does an act that's be'emes aser, it's an act of tzeda on Shabbos, that's aser. But we have some side reason that the dechia pekuach nefesh makes it that this act of tzeda is permissible. It's not going to be considered like an act of a davar heter. It's going to be considered be emes a davar issa. The mice is considered a maisa isser. Just you have the dechia of Shabbos that makes it that you're allowed to do it. But if the machshava is for the dvar iser, since your machshava is for the dvar iser, and it's really a isudik act, it's just permitted in this case because of pekuach nefesh, but be'etzem it's a dvar iser, it's not the equivalent of eating shuman. This is doing a dvar iser, that normally the dechia of pekuach nefesh makes it that you're allowed to do it. Therefore, he says, Rava will hold that if your machshava is for the tzedes dagim, then the pekuach nefesh won't help you and you'll still be chayiv achatas. In other words, if you thought tzeda on Shabbos was muta, and you had machshava to do tzeda, and even though you end up doing catching fish and doing pekuach nefesh, Rava will hold, since your act was a dvar issa be'etzem, the act of tzeidan Shabbos is also, except you have pekuach nefesh, the dechia pekuach nefesh makes it that you're allowed to do it, but be'etzem it's a maisa iser, therefore you're going to be chayiv a carbon if your machshava was for the dagim and you also caught dagim. And the fact that you also did pekuach nefesh and you caught a tinok will not save you from the chattis. And the Chazon Ish learns that this shita of Rava that he says chayiv is only going to be as far as a carbon. In other words, as far as a carbon, this act is enough that it requires kapara. The Chazon Ish says even Rava who says chayiv wouldn't hold that the mezid that's going to be a chiyuv misa for this act of the tzedes dagim if you also did pekuach nefesh. Just when we're dealing in the realm of a carbon chattis, something which needs kapara, if the machshava for is a dvar issa, and you ended up doing something that's really a dvar issa, just as that dechia pekuach nefesh to make it that you're allowed to do it, you could still be chayiv a chattis. And Rabbo holds your pata, holds even though your machshava was for the dagim, since at the end of the day the only maisa you did was the spreading out of the net, And this spreading out of the net was needed at the end of the day for the Bekuach Nefesh. Even though you had a bad machshava for the Tzedis Dagim, he will all, that's not going to be considered enough of a Maisa Issa to be Mechayv Yuachatis, and he argues. But we have this Yisayt of the Chazaynish, that in Rava at least, that in this case, a machshava for Tzeda, even though ended up being a Tzeda, a Prusa of the Metzuda, that you're allowed to do because you did Bekuach Nefesh, it's not considered like Achilas Shuman with Kavana for Achilas Chelev. It's considered a Dvar Issa that you at least, according to Rava, would be Mechuyev Achates. The Gemara on the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Beis brings the Memra Amrav Yosef Amrav Yudah Meshmul Lo Holchu B'Pekuach Nefesh Achar Raiv, that there's a case that the normally Dine Raiv would paskin that we should follow the Raiv, but because of Pekuach Nefesh, we don't follow the Raiv. And the Gemara then looks, what is this case where we go against the Raiv, this case of Pekuach Nefesh, that we go against the Raiv, even though if it wasn't the case of Pekuach Nefesh, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, we would follow the Raiv. Here, because it's Pekuach Nefesh, we go against the Raiv. And the Gemara says, even if you're going to tell me a case of nine goyim and one Jew in a chatzar, and that the gal fell on one of them, and we don't know who it fell on, and it's Shabbos, that we're mefakeach alav the gal on the smach that it's Yisrael, so that's not based on going against the Rav, because in such a case where it's a kvias of the 10 people in one chatzar, you would say, kol kavua kamechta al mechta dami. And because of Safek Nefashos LaHakel, that it's Mechtzal Mechtzal, you would rescue the person. So what's the case where you go against the Rav for Pekuach Nefesh? So the Gemara says the case is going to have to be you had nine Goyim and one Jew in a Chatzah, and then someone went into another Chatzah, he was parish from the Kvias, and a gal fell on him, and you don't know if it's a Jew or a guy. And even though als the din rive, you should paskin it's a guy, and not take off the gal on Shabbos, comes the din of ein holchem bebekuach nefesh achar rive, and says that you mfakeach the gal on Shabbos. And that the Gemara says, is this true? Eini, we find the din of Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan of Tisha Kusum v'Yisrael Echad, that only be Oysa Chatzah Mefachin, but in a Chatzah Acheres Ein Mefachin, seeming to say that in a Chatzah Acheres we would follow the Rav and not be Mefakeach the Gal. And on that the Gemara gives a Teretz of Lokasha, had the Parish Kulu, had the Parish Mektesayu. It's going to be a chilek between Parish Kulu and Parish Mektesayu. And what those words of Gemara mean, we'll see as a Machlaikis Rishainim, what it means, Parish Kulu and Parish Mektesayu. Rashi learns the case of Ein Holchim B'Pekuach Nefesh Acharayv is going to be the Parish Kulu. The whole group went from the first chatzar into the second chatzar. So it was is mischazek that Yisrael was in the second chatzar because everybody went there. We know there was a chazaka that Yisrael at some point was in the second chatzar. Then when the gal falls on one of them, even though the din raiv should say that it's a guy, and therefore you shouldn't be mfakeach alav as a gal, but comes the din of Ein Holchem B'Pekuach Nefesh Acharayv and says, Yim Fakeach the Gal on Shabbos. But if it was Taka only a few people who went into the second Chatzah, so not only is it Rov Goyim, Rov says it's a Goy, but there was never Mischazik that a Jew was ever in the second Chatzah. So in that case, if the Gal would fall on someone in the second Chatzah, you would not be Mifakech Alav as a Gal. You would go after the Rav, even though it's Bekuach Nefesh, because the Yisrael was never Mischazek in this Chatzah. The case, according to Rashi, of Ein Olchem Bekuach Nefesh Acharayv, is when at least the Yisrael was Mischazek in the second Chatzah, and the Rav says it's Goyim, so then you're still Mifakech the Gal, based on the Miyat that's a Jew.
Tosfos learns similar to Rashi. He learns the case similar to Rashi that the Parish Kulu, when they all go into the second Chatzah, that's when we say, Ein Holchen B'Bekuch Nefesh Acharayv. Tosfos has a problem, though, if they all went into the second Chatzah, and now a gal fell on one of them, then Vaita, it's not a case of Parish, it's a case of Kavua. And therefore, if the gal fell on one of them, and they're all in the second chatzah, the reason you'll be mefakeach the gal is not because ein holchem b'bekuch nefesh acharayv, it's because it's a kavua, it's a group of 10, now in the second chatzah instead of the first chatzah, and therefore, kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami, so that's why you mefakeach alavas a gal. So Tosfos says you'd have to change it slightly. They all went into the second chatzah. So like Rashi, it was chazik that Yisrael was in the second chatzah. But then everybody left the second chatzah except for one person who stayed in the second chatzah, and a gal fell on him. And when the gal fell on him, we should say, called the parish Meruba parish, that he's a guy. Comes the din of Ein Holchem B'Pekuach Nefesh Acharayv and says, Mefakeach Alavchas Agal, because Ein Holchem B'Pekuach Nefesh Acharayv, as long as, like Rashi says, there was a mischazik that Yisrael was in this chatzar. Rashi somehow seems to hold that if when the whole group went from the first chatzah into the second chatzah, even though the whole group is here in the second chatzah, when the gal falls on one of them, that we're going to treat like a case of called the parish meruba parish, and the dinei roiv should paskin that it's a guy, except for the din of ein olchem b'bekuach nefesh acharayv. The Karban Asanal Taka in Ois Lamed, he Taka says, what's pshat in Rashi? He bases this on a shach that he quotes from Yoredeya Simon Kuf Yud Sif Kut and Lamed Zayin, where he says that the is mechadesh based on the shach that if you have a group that's kavua and they move nekru kula mikvias arishayna, even though now they come to a second place, ein lehem din kavua. They don't have a din kavua anymore. Mishum the din kavua chiddushu, the ein lecha bo el chidusho. Since the whole din kavua is a chiddush, we only have its primary chiddush, the hainu eichesh nisharu b'makam arishon. It only applies when in their first place. But when they move to another place, so they lose the din kavua. And this, the Karban Asanal says, is what Rashi holds. Al Kalpanim, Rashi and Tosfos basically learn the Gemara along the same idea that Ein Holchem B'Kuach Nefesh Acharayv by a case where someone is parish from a Rav Gayim, we wouldn't go after B'Kuach Nefesh Acharayv, we would mefakeach alav as a gal, even though the Rav says he's a Gayim, provided at least that we were mischazek, that Yisrael was in this place at one time. You need to have that in the place where the Suffolk is, that even though the Rav says is Goyim, at one point mischazek there's a Yisrael there, but if Yisrael was never even mischazek that he was there, so then we would go after the Rav. The Rush and the Riff learned the Gemara differently. They learned the case of Ein Holchem B'Pekuach Nefesh Acharayv is the case of Parish Miktzah Sayu. They learn the cases that you have everybody in a chatzar, and now one person is parish from that chatzar into another chatzar, and a gal falls on him. So normally the Rav would say, called the Parish Meruba Parish, and he's a guy. But in this case, since the original kavias still exists in the first chatzah, the group is still there in the first chatzah, so this person who was parish from that group, even though normally in Kol HaTorah we would say, called the parish Meruba parish and Paskin he's a guy, since the original kavias still exists, so we extend the kvias that exists in the original group to give this person in the second chatzah a din kavua, and we consider him like a mechza, that at least he's a Jew, and we mefakeach alav es agal. as opposed to a case the Parish Kulu, one person went from the group from the first chatzah to the second chatzah. And the original group, everybody went their own way. Parish Kulu. Nobody is left in the original chatzah. So one person from the group that was Rov Goyim went into the second chatzah. And a gal fell on him. But Parish Kulu, there's nobody left in the original chatzah. The people in the original chatzah all went home. They all went their own way. In that case, we would follow the Rav, and we would paskin the person as a guy, and we would not take off the gal on Shabbos. Because since the original kavias is gone, there's nothing to extend. Normally, by Parshmik Tesayu, you extend the kvias that's in the first chatzah to this per person who is in the new chatzah based on this chiddush of Ein Olchem B'Bekuach Nechesh Avach Arayv. But if the original kvias is completely gone, then in that case, we would follow the Rav and we would not take off the gal on Shabbos. And what would be the source for this din? So the way it's explained, the Beryl Yashiv, the Haris, and Mesechtes Yuma, he writes, the Kasva Torah V'chai Bahem, the Lashon of the Torah V'chai Bahem says, Yesh Chashivis L'chol Echad Mi'Yisrael, that there's a Chashivis L'chol Echad Mi'Yisrael, and this din to V'chai Bahem tells you there's a Chashivis that we give by Pekuach Nefesh, each Yisrael, a din kavua. At least in a case where there's some kavua to hang your hat on. There's some kavua for you to connect yourself to. So we give the chashivish of every Jew, we give him a din kavua. And therefore, in the case, like the Rush and the Riff, where the person was parish, where normally we would say called the parish merubuk parish, but by Pekuach Nefesh, V'chai Bahem says, as long as some kavias that exists, some kavias that he came from, that still exists, in such a case, you're going to be able to say, Ein Holchem B'Pekuach Nefesh Shacharayv. But if even the original kavias has already split up, and the original group is no longer there, so then even by Pekuach Nefesh, we'll be Hoylech Acharayv, and we wouldn't be able to save this person on Shabbos. Another issue among the Rishonim is when the Gemara gives this teres of Kad the Parshmik Tzasayu, Had the Parish Kulu, is this only a teretz in what Rabbi Yochanan holds? Now, as the Gemara had asked, that Shmuel seems to say, Ein Holcha B'Pekuach Nefesh Acharayv, in a case where you go to another Chatzar. And the Gemara said, Aye, Rabbi Yochanan says that by another Chatzar, Ein Mefachin. And that the Gemara answered, Lo kasha ad parish kulu ad parish mitzasayu. Is that just saying a chilek that Rabbi Yochanan holds a chilek between parish kulu or parish mitzasayu? But ain't a chanami. Shmuel himself will hold ain't olchem b'bekuach nefesh acharayv in all cases. Even, if we go with the Rush and the Riff. Not just in the case where the original kaviyah still exists, where one person left the chatzar and the original kaviyah still exists. But Shmuel would hold Ein Olchem B'Pekuach Nefesh Acharayv, even if the original kaviyah is completely split up, it's a din. We never follow the Rav when it comes to B'Pekuach Nefesh. Or is this din, this chilek of Had Parsh Kul, Had Parsh Miktasayu, is this going to be also in Shmuel? This is a thing Mimiyashiv that Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel don't argue, and Shmuel will also hold of this chilek. The Ramban takes it as a Dava Pashit that the Gemara is only answering for Rabbi Yochanan like that. But Ein Achanami, Shmuel will hold Ein Olchem B'Pekuach Nefesh Acharayv a step greater than Rabbi Yochanan. He'll hold in all cases we don't follow B'Pekuach Nefesh Acharayv. According to Shmuel, this is really what Taisva says on the top Taisvas on Pei Hei Amud Aleph, that the Drasha of V'Chai Behem tells you Ein Olchem B'Pekuach Nefesh Acharayv Mishum Nesiv V'Chai Behem V'Lo Sheyamas Behem Shlo Yuchal Lavo B'Shum Inyan Lidei Misas Yisrael. The Psak Halachas Lomdis Rav should never in any way lead to possible death of Yisrael, and in all cases Ein Olchem B'Pekuach Nefesh Acharayv. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, they both bring down, they learn the Psak Halacha, they learn the Sugya like the Rush and the Riff. And they paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that what? That in a case where one person leaves a chatzar and goes into the second chatzar, you would say that ein olchem bebekuach nefesh acharoiv, and you'd be mfakeach alav as agal, except if the original kaviyas is broken up. If everybody left from the original kaviyas, so then there's nothing to attach him to. Notice we can't say, in other words, balach lalacha, ein olchem bebekuach nefesh acharoiv just says that we can extend, in this case, normally we'd say called the parshman ruba parish, but we'll extend the kaviyas from the original group to him. But in a case where the original kaviyas is completely broken up, so the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam Paskin, that in that case, we would follow the Rav, and we would not be mefakeach the Gal.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.